from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six.
No.
A little bit off.
Yeah, I didn't even do it.
Didn't you?
Because I just saw footage of Bruce Willis having a birthday cake delivered to him and it threw me.
Where is his tooth?
I don't know where his tooth is.
Yeah.
As DC said, maybe he never had that tooth and wore like a cap or something.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Time to get you up to date with top six, Marty.
Thank you, Troy. Coming in at number one, a 15-year ban on new licences for serving alcohol after 1 a.m. is said to be lifted in Melbourne. The city will consider a review of its planning policy tonight as it prepares for the state government to end the late-night liquor licence freeze on July 1. Didn't know there was one.
Neither did I.
This proves I've never been looking for... I'm assuming, is this bottle shop related?
Yes.
Yeah. But there's one near me that's 24 hours.
Yeah, which
one at the Exeter? That's 24 hours, isn't it?
I'm not sure. There is one on Russell Street that's open till quite late.
Yeah.
But I think this is just on new venues. I don't know how long it's been in, but yeah. Oh, 15 years.
Didn't even know.
Sorry.
Didn't even know it was a thing.
15 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to the Kremlin for diplomatic talks, promising to consider China's suggestions for resolving the war in the Ukraine.
Hopefully he can help.
Well, hopefully he can.
Good to get that resolved.
God. Number three, Spotify has recently faced backlash over its new Discovery Mode program. What's this about, Matthew?
Keep reading.
I wish I knew. This is new information.
Well, you're our tech guy.
Am I?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I forgot to tell you. You're the tech guy.
It's more of an exposure thing for new artists.
Okay. Yeah. The initiative which gives newer artists greater exposure on the platform in exchange for a lower royalty rate was announced in March 2021 and has continued to be criticised all the way up to its 2023 launch.
Yeah. So they'll kind of put these newer artists front of... in this discovery mode, like you might like these artists, but they get less money.
Okay. So this is good for your profile.
Yeah. But we're helping you.
Yeah. But I don't think most artists would be like, well, just don't change the royalties.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Just leave it as it is.
Not much anyway.
And put me there as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, they don't get a lot out of it anyway, do they?
Well, it's like an artist painting you something and like, oh, if you give it to me for free, I'll put it on my Instagram for the exposure.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not going to buy me dinner.
No.
Number four, Australia will miss its target to recycle 70% of all plastic by 2025 by a massive margin. What's the margin?
Wow. I'm not sure.
We are fully up to date.
So it's 2 years away, we're supposed to be recycling 70%.
Never going
to
happen. It's all landfill.
Mm. Matthew?
I put all my plastic goes in the recycling.
All my plastic
I do all
goes
my recycling.
Yeah,
I've been doing that for years.
As I'm dragging out of the thing, where's this going?
Yeah, I know. You don't know where it goes when it's taken away.
Not to mention the soft plastic debacle.
Oh, well, that was just a debacle. Blokes filling factories with shopping bags.
Yeah.
Mm. Just stuffing them in until you can't open the doors anymore.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely recycling it.
No, we're recycling it. Oh, well, we're about to... When we haven't recycled any of it.
Makes me so sad.
Why?
Because this is our Earth.
Oh, yeah, we'll get another one.
Exactly.
People carry on about it. It's fine. Let the kids worry about it. Jesus Christ. Can't do everything.
In 2020, 16% of the country's plastic packaging was recycled or composted.
16%?
Yeah.
And they're aiming for 70% by 2025. Someone's just sat down in a meeting and gone, tell them 70.
70.
Yeah, we'll do 70.
70? Really, 70? What did we do last year? 16. 70!
And I'm also resigning next week as well, so good luck with that, guys.
I'm going to work at the AFL. It's going to be great. AFL House, they'll love me. Coming in at number five. Now, this is fun. ChatGPT CEO admits he's scared the bot could be used for large-scale disinformation and cyber attacks.
Well, why are you putting it out there?
Leave Genie in the bottle.
They're building things that we don't know about.
It's just leave it.
I don't like it.
No.
It's frightening stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Microsoft's building it into all of their products as well?
Why?
I don't want it, Microsoft.
No, neither do
it's to help you. They call it Copilot.
I'm fine. Copilot. I don't need help.
What a great way to position it.
Copilot
is genius.
Here if you need.
Stop with the robot. Please.
And
I've
so
had enough.
What does Copilot do, Matthew?
So basically, it's built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint. Basically, you're writing a letter yourself.
Ten seconds.
You can just Matthew.
No, but thanks for being the tech guy now when we don't have any time. Aldi Australia's bringing back their popular hot cross buns.
Gin! Hot cross bun gin.
Hot cross bun gin.
Top six at six. What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Time for your sporting news now. The wide world of Will. Oh, what is going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. Adelaide's Shane McAdam has been sent directly to the tribunal. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Does that have a minimum penalty?
It's typically 3+.
Right.
I'm not sure if that is an official minimum.
So he's looking at three.
We're looking at three. We could be looking at four or
he
five.
He stops, he props,
yep.
He jumps.
Into the Giants' Jacob Weir. And we saw Pickett with a very similar incident, received 2 weeks, didn't go to the tribunal. Mm. His was deemed high impact. McAdam's was deemed severe impact. So that's the difference between the two suspensions.
How was the outcome for the Adelaide guy, for the GWS guy?
He played the rest of the game.
Right.
Yeah, so in both instances, they're very lucky that players continue to play.
Bounced up.
It's that whole argument we had with Pendles yesterday about the action or the outcome.
Mm.
And so had these players been concussed and may have been missing a few weeks, I feel like they would have come down even harder. It would be 6+. But because they're fine, it's not the same. So you're
talking about inches.
Yeah, inches.
Mm. Inches.
And depending on the player, if you get one player in the jaw, if it could have been another player that might have been a little bit shorter. It's so circumstantial.
It's why I was so confused to hear Simon Goodwin's attitude about it.
Mm.
That he's not going to try and, you know, alter the Pickett's behaviour.
Yeah.
I would be.
Mm.
You choose to bump and you get rubbed out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're not helping the team.
It was so surprising to see two incidents like this in the first round after it's been so prominent. Anyway, in more positive news, North Melbourne's Harry Sheezel has been awarded the Rising Star nomination for his round one performance. 34 disposals in his first outing. He looked very poised and very promising.
He had time. He's not an old basketballer, is he?
I don't believe he is. Could be.
So much time.
So much time. Unfortunately for North Melbourne, though, Tristan Jerry will undergo surgery tonight to repair that right ankle syndesmosis injury that he suffered during that game.
Are they speculating how long?
Syndesmosis surgery, I'm going to say 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a blow. But Todd Goldstein didn't play against the Eagles.
Hugh Greenwood did well.
Hugh Greenwood, basketball background. He had to come in and do
some much time. Did you notice?
Yeah, so much time. Rory Lobb is another injury concern. He's going to miss the clash with St Kilda after minor surgery on his ankle yesterday. Hopefully that's not too long. Cricket, as we mentioned just before, three prominent IPL franchises have bought stakes in the Major League Cricket. The MLC, which is going to be...
I wonder how this will go.
A new league that starts in July in the US.
How many games, and is it in a hub, or is it all over the country?
Six teams, and I believe most of it's going to be played in Texas.
Right.
And
we should get Nick Riewoldt involved.
We actually should.
As our American T20 guy.
Yes.
He's in Texas.
Right idea.
Yes,
absolutely.
He is.
Right in the heart.
So a lot of prominent Indian businessmen and owners of these Indian franchises, such as the Mumbai Indians and the Chennai Super Kings, they've bought stakes in the MLC, and they're going to anchor franchises like New York, Texas, Seattle. There's the Seattle Orcas.
Oh, the Orcas.
The Orcas, you my favourite. The Orcas.
Washington Freedom.
You should make them your team.
I will.
The Seattle Orcas.
Yep, they're mine.
Great. Washington Sleeves.
Freedom.
Washington Freedom. The LA Knight Riders, like the Kolkata Knight Riders.
Knight Riders.
Okay.
And... My personal favourite is the San Francisco Unicorns. Aaron Finch has been named the captain of
one of the great unicorns.
Is that your team?
I think they're going to be my team.
Nice.
I like Finchy.
So who is it? There's San Fran,
Washington, New York, LA, Team Texas, which Matthew Wade is going to be playing for.
Okay.
And the Seattle Orcas. We also saw Marcus Stoinis is going to be playing for San Francisco. So a few big name Australians are already signing
unicorns.
Up. They have a purse of $800,000 for overseas signings. And then there's some more money for US-based players, but I'm not sure how many of them are really floating around.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought many.
But the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, has invested more than 170 million Australian dollars into this league. So they're really giving it a chance.
Sharp.
Quinton de Kock is playing. There's some high profile. I'm sorry. So we'll see in July. It'll go for a couple of weeks. And
it'll be fun.
Some major
full
league cricket.
Giggle. I mean, I can't stand T20.
Yeah.
But at least it's a new enterprise.
And it's expanding the game.
If they crack into that market, which they won't, it'll be huge.
Should we team trip?
Team trip.
Yeah. There you go.
For the first game.
Stay at the Rerolt Ranch.
Yes.
Oh, he'd love it.
I don't know if anyone else there would. But he would.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.